Welcome to a powerful message from the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bronx North Branch. Lighthouse Chapel International branches worldwide provide every member the training, support, and encouragement to fulfill the Great Commission and to go to heaven and hear Jesus say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Join us for a life-changing experience as you listen to this message.
Our beloved Father, please come down and lead us. We are waiting on your touch.
As for a word of prayer, Father, we are grateful to come in your presence. We are thankful, Lord, for this wonderful day. We thank you, Lord, that you have caused us to live to see this day. Not many, even of our age, Lord, are alive at this moment. But Father, by your own divine grace, you have kept us and you have preserved us. And you have ordered our steps to be here in your presence. Therefore, O Spirit of God, we ask that you take control of this service and minister to us. O simple minds, give us understanding. Open our eyes that we will behold wondrous things out of your law. May you expound your scriptures unto us in the name of Jesus. I ask, Spirit of God, that you use me as a vessel. For I am nothing, but you, out of nothingness, has accomplished so much. Therefore, O God, speak to me that I will pronounce your word unto your people. We thank you and we give you all the glory that you alone deserve. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I am glad to see all of you. You know, I have a very important announcement, but I think I will give you that announcement at the end of the service. So remind me of an important announcement. Wonderful. So last week, we began sharing about desire spiritual things. Desire spiritual things. And I personally was blessed by the message. And I am thankful to the Lord for sometimes using his scriptures to bring us to certain knowledge and understanding. Hallelujah. So desire spiritual things. Desire spiritual things. So last week we began sharing that we cannot relate with God with our flesh, with our mind. Hallelujah. Amen. We cannot relate with God in the flesh. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God is a spirit. Amen. God is a spirit. And if we are going to understand him, and we are going to relate with him, we must relate with him in the spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. That is why, last week we were saying that is why God gave us the grace even to pray or communicate with him in the spirit. Amen. Amen. Because this mind that we have, it is full of sins. And it is full of ugly things. Hallelujah. A lot of times, even when we are praying, our minds wander. Amen. Our minds wander, and sometimes even as you are praying, you see someone and something drops in your mind. And you even stop praying for some time. Sometimes even you decide to pray, and as you are praying, you forget that you are praying. Your mind takes you somewhere else. Hallelujah. So you see, you realize you cannot relate with God with a mind. Amen. Amen. You see, it's very unlikely that you are talking to someone and you are looking at the person and you are talking and you are looking and you are exchanging, you are having a conversation and then you stop. You see, it's unlikely. But that is possible because you are relating to another man. You are relating to a mind, you see. But when it comes to God, you ought to relate with him in the spirit. Amen. Amen. And so we said that God uses things that are not of the flesh or things that are not of value to the flesh. Amen. You see, if God was to use the things which are valuable to the flesh, then we will depend on the flesh to relate to him. But we realize that God does not depend on valuable things to the flesh. Hallelujah. The things that are valuable to the flesh, God does not use such things. Amen. I say the things that are valuable to the flesh, God does not use such things. Amen. That is why God will not choose a man because of his taste or his choices of things. You see, and I believe we read a scripture in Judges about Samson, how that he made a choice of a wife. He made a choice of a wife, and his parents were not happy with the choice that he made. And I believe a lot of times we also make decisions and choices like that, that almost everyone in our family disagree. And so Samson chose a wife from the Philistines, and his parents said, could you not find any woman amongst our people? Could you not find any woman in the whole of Israel? Of all the women that are here, you could not find one that you could marry except for this Philistine woman. Hallelujah. But the Bible says they did not know that God was orchestrating all these decisions and these choices that he was making. Hallelujah. But the choice in the eyes of man was not a valuable choice. Hallelujah. In among the tradition, it was not a valuable choice. But God, the Bible says, God sought an occasion against the people of the Philistines. Hallelujah. So you realize that God does not depend on fleshly things. Amen. The Bible says that the Spirit of God moved Samson at times. The Spirit of God moved him. And so if you look at the choices that Samson had made, you wouldn't think that he's someone that the Spirit of God moves or is someone that is filled with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. That is why you don't look at the flesh even to choose a pastor. Amen. You don't look at the flesh to make such choices. Whenever it comes to divine things, whenever it comes to the things of God, do not depend on the flesh at all. Hallelujah. So we began reading a scripture in Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Why don't we read that scripture again? Ephesians chapter 4, and I believe we read from verse 11. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 11. It says, and he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and teachers. Hallelujah. You see, he says he gave some apostles. So he didn't give all apostles. Some he gave apostles. He gave the gift of apostleship. Some he gave the gift of the prophecy. He gave some, not all. Some he gave them to be prophets. Some he gave to be evangelists. Some he gave to be pastors. And others he also gave to be teachers. For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. This is the reason why he gave these gifts. Hallelujah. He says, till we come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children. He says, after he has given these gifts and these gifts have perfected the saints, then we come to a stage where we are no more children. We are no more children being tossed to and fro by or carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight or deceit of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Hallelujah. Does anyone have another version? Anyone with another version? Who has another version? Who has anyone? No one has another version that we can read from. Okay, there is an amplified version. Okay, he says, and his gifts were varied. Do you see? His gifts were varied. It was not just one gift. He says, his gifts were varied. And he says, he himself appointed and gave men to us. Do you see? He gave men to us. He says his gifts were varied. He gave men to us. He gave men to us. Hallelujah. He says varied gifts. And he gave men to us. Hallelujah. He gave men to us. He gave men to us. He did not give us angels. Hallelujah. He did not give us, for the perfecting of the saints, he did not give us angels. He gave men to us. Hallelujah. So he says, he gave the gifts to men. Amen. He gave the gift to men to prepare God's people. He says, varied gifts. He says the gifts were varied. And he himself appointed and gave men to us. Some to be apostles, who are special messengers. Some prophets. And he says, inspired preachers. Do you hear? Some prophets. Inspired preachers. Wow. So do you realize that preachers who are inspired are prophets? Wow. He says inspired preachers. Hallelujah. Now, isn't it amazing? You say he gave gifts to men, varied gifts. So there are some who are not inspired preachers. But they are also good for you. Not all of them should be inspired preachers. So you will find a preacher whose preaching is not really inspiring. But you ought to receive him. It is still good for you. Hallelujah. It is still from the Lord. He himself, he says that he himself appointed these people. And the uninspired preacher, also he appointed him. Hallelujah. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? He says, some inspired preachers and expounders. So you can find a preacher who, when he opens the scripture and he begins to share the scripture, you yourself, you feel that something has come into you. Hallelujah. He says that they can expound it. Amen. Do you understand what I'm sharing with you? Inspired preachers. Expounders, they expound the scriptures. And these, they are prophets. If you receive them. If you accept them. Hallelujah. But they are men. They are men. Amen. He says, some evangelists, preachers of the gospel. And there are some preachers. They are preachers of the gospel. They can gather thousands of people. And they can take a simple message. A simple message as a butterfly in somebody's hand. And they say, it is a labalaba. Just that. They will say, what is in my hand? You say, is a butterfly alive or dead? And then you say, it depends on you. Simple message like that. And thousands of people, they give their lives to Christ. Inspired. They are evangelists, they call them. They are real preachers of the gospel. They use simple message to win massive souls. Hallelujah. They take the scriptures, they take the story about Lazarus and the rich man. And when they are done with that scripture, even when you are born again, you want to give your life to Christ again. They are preachers of the gospel. They are evangelists. Hallelujah. They are evangelists. They are traveling missionaries. They will go places where you will not go. This is their gift. He says he gave gifts. They are varied. This is their gift. This is the gift that is upon that person. They are traveling missionaries. They will travel as far as South Africa. They will take trucks, and they want to bring the gospel to these places. That's the gift that is in a person. And you see, you may try to do that, and it will not work. Do you see? You may try to do it, and it will not work. Maybe you are a teacher, and you have to stand and just teach people so they become pastors. That's your teaching. That is your calling. That is a gift that is upon you. But you will see another evangelist and you abandon your teaching, and then you embark on and you realize it's not working. You realize you preach and nobody wants to give his life to Christ. Thousands of people, not one soul. But he also is a gift. You see, his gift is teaching. And if he will stay in that gift, and everyone will receive it. Hallelujah. He says, and some pastors, shepherds of his flock. You see, it's not everyone that can be a pastor. Do you understand? It's not everyone that can pastor people. You see, sometimes we see prophets and we are excited and we run after them and, hey, have you heard this prophet in town? You see, the prophet comes and then you go and then he ministered powerfully and then he's gone. He's gone. But pastor, my husband brought this and my husband stepped on this and my husband left the toilet seat up and my husband didn't do this and my wife every time is having a headache at 9 p.m. and this and that. That the pastor has to deal with. It is the pastor that has to deal with those things. And that is the gift that is upon him. To shepherd the flock. Hallelujah. To shepherd the flock. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? So you see, the excitement from the evangelist is gone. The excitement from the prophet is gone. But the pastor is the one that stays to deal with the day-to-day issues and the nitty-gritty things in relationships and fornication. The prophet does not care if you fornicate or not. Even you are fornicated, you will come. The word of prophecy, it will come upon you. And then you will feel that, but God, he doesn't even know that as I'm standing here. You see? Is somebody understand what I'm sharing with you? But it's the pastor that sets the people down. It's the pastor that gathers the people. And he says, look, you can't do this. You can't. The prophet does not have time for that. The prophet is into wild expounding of the scriptures and prophesying, and he's gone. Hallelujah. And some shepherds of his flock and some teachers. There are some people when they open the scriptures and they are teaching you. You understand the scriptures. You will understand the scriptures. Hallelujah. I say you understand the scriptures. Amen. But he says, he gave gifts to men. He gave gifts to men to prepare his people for the work of the ministry. The next scripture. Let's see. He says, the next verse, sorry. He says, his intention, the reason behind these gifts and the reason behind choosing these men and putting these gifts in them. He says, his intention was the perfecting and the full equipping of the saints. The full equipping of the church members. The full equipping. He says to perfect and to equip them fully. Those who he has consecrated. Those who are born again. After they are born again, he has given gifts to certain people. And the intention for giving these gifts is to equip them. Is to prepare them, equip them, that they should do, to equip the saints, that they should do the work of ministering towards the building up Christ's body, which is the church. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That is the purpose of the gift. The varied, he says the gifts are varied. And all these gifts, he has placed on men. And they are to use these gifts to equip God's people, to prepare God's people. For what? For the work of the ministry. So you see, if you are a Christian and you are not desiring to do the work of the ministry, it means all the gifts that he has placed on various people, people that you encounter, prophets are here, you are going, evangelists are in town, you are going, you are sitting in church, pastor, preaching after preaching, expounding the scriptures, and teachers are teaching you after service, they are teaching, and you are not coming closer to doing the work of the ministry, then something is actually wrong with you. That means that his intention for you has not been accomplished. Do you see why everyone should become a pastor? Everyone should become a teacher? Everyone should become a prophet? You should. These gifts, he gives to men. And everyone should do the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. We should all do the work of the ministry. And I say, you can do the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. You can do the work of the ministry. Amen. Now you realize that the gift he gave to men, he did not give the gifts to angels. He placed these varied gifts, these different kinds of gifts, he placed them on men. Amen. Now, if you are not able to deal with a man, if you are not able to handle a man who has received this gift, then you will never be able to be prepared for the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. Because you see, you can never expect an angel to come and sit and teach you. You cannot expect an angel to come and expound the scriptures to you. You will not expect an angel to come and visit you in a dream to every Sunday evening to come and preach to you. He says he gave the gifts to men. And so if you cannot deal with a man, then you cannot be prepared for the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. I said then you cannot be prepared. Hallelujah. So you get angry sometimes. You get angry, but you see, you get angry with the man. You are angry with the man. You cannot be angry with the gift that is upon the man. But you are angry with the man. And sometimes your anger with the man makes you leave, for instance. Hallelujah. It makes you leave. Amen. So you say, for instance, I am leaving this man. I am leaving this man. And I am going to that man. Do you see? Because I cannot stand this man, or I cannot deal with this man. And I'm going to that man. You will obviously go to that man because the gifts are upon men. And so when you go to that man, you will learn also that that man, there's someone also who has left him because he also could not deal with him. You see, and the reason why these things go on is because we have not understood the scripture. We have not understood the scripture that the gifts, they are on men. What you need, what you desire is the gift that is in the man. That is what you have to desire. Hallelujah. That is what you have to hunger after. That is what you have to go for. Amen. But unfortunately, whether it is fortunate or unfortunate, the gift is within a man. Amen. And you have to deal with the man. You have to deal with the man who has a body. The man who has a mind. Hallelujah. You have to penetrate through these things to get to the gift. And so sometimes you have to deal with the man whose body is either black or is white. Do you understand? You may have to deal with someone who is an African. That is the man. You may have to deal with someone who has an accent. You may have to deal with someone who does not speak well. You may have to deal with someone whose grammar is not proper. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm sharing with you? You may have to deal with someone who speaks very slowly. You may have to deal with someone who is soft-spoken. You may have to deal with someone who does not preach for long.
You may have to deal with another one who preached for too long. But it's the man. That is the man. So you are not going to look at this man's way of preaching too long and let you neglect the gift that is upon the man or the gift that is within the man. His behavior can drive you away. His mind, you have to deal with the mind. His mind of making decisions. His decision making. For instance, he says, no, now you are not in this ministry anymore. You are going to be in this ministry. And then you are angry with a man's decision, a man's mind of making a decision. And that drives you away from the church. Meanwhile, the gift is within the man, which is what you need. The gift is within the man, and that is what you need. But you see, the man thing, there are too many of the man things, and it makes you not even endeavor to penetrate to get to the gift. Hallelujah. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? Please bear with me and understand. It's a very simple message, and you ought to, it's very important to understand. Hallelujah. So they say, you know, we are not coming to church on Tuesdays anymore. Now we are coming on Wednesdays. Oh, then you see, then you cannot handle it. You can't deal with him. But that is his mind. That is his decision. He came up with that decision. It does not affect the gift that he placed in him. Wrong or good or bad decision does not change the gift that you ought to go after. The gift that is preparing you for the work of the ministry, it is still there. Hallelujah. It is still there. But you realize that it's not the man that is preparing you. You see, it is the gift that is preparing you. It is the gift that is preparing you. Hallelujah. So he says he gave a special gift. He gave a special gift. But the gift is embodied in a man's mind and a man's body. Hallelujah. I said the gift is embodied, John, in a man's mind and a man's body. Amen. The gift is embodied in the flesh, Mr. Stewart. The gift is embodied in the flesh. So the scripture says in John 6 and 63, the scripture says, it says that the flesh profited nothing. It says, it is the spirit. It is the spirit that quickeneth. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirits and they are life. Don't mind the body. Have you heard that before? He says, don't mind the body. Mind the engine. John. He says, the flesh will not profit you anything. Don't focus on the flesh. Don't look at the flesh. The flesh may look some way. The flesh, even the way the flesh, when he's preaching, the way he's walking, when he's preaching, he says, I don't like that when he's spitting on me and he's spitting on me. Or when he's praying for me and he's laying hands, he's spitting on me and spitting on. It is that flesh, it does not profit anything. The spirit is what quickeneth. The spirit in the man, that gift in the man, it is what quickeneth. Hallelujah. It is the spirit that quickeneth. It says the flesh will not profit you any good. The flesh will not do you any good. Don't focus on the flesh. Do not look at the flesh. If you look at the flesh, it will turn you away. But don't look at the flesh. He says the flesh will not profit you at all. Hallelujah. Amen. But oftentimes, you see, we leave one flesh to another flesh. Amen. Don't mind the body. Mind the engine. Hallelujah. Don't mind the body. Mind the engine. Amen. Hallelujah. But you see, I don't know why the Lord does that. You see, he has the gift, but he has put them in the flesh. And I believe that sometimes he does these things to work out humility
in us, this wonderful virtue, for which reason he put a whole nation in a wilderness. I believe for that reason, such precious gift, he put them in the flesh. Amen. I say he put them in the flesh. Amen. I say he put that such precious gift in the flesh. So the scripture says, we have this treasure in an earthen vessel. Such precious gift, they are in earthen vessel. Give us that scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7. Is it? 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. It says, but we have this treasure. Look, it is a treasure. It says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. He says, we have this treasure, Claire. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. It is a treasure in earthen vessels, but there is excellency about it. There is excellency. There is something good about it. There is something good about it. And that thing is of God. There is excellency that is of God, but it's in earthen vessel. It does not look something that is attractive. It does not look something that you will go run after, but there is excellency in it. Amen. There is excellency. If you can penetrate that earthen vessel, and you see, when you talk about earthen vessel, it's of earth. It is dead. It is not so nice. A lot of dead, a lot of not appreciable things, a lot of things that you will not attract. Do you see? But there is a special gift. There's a special treasure in that earthen vessel. Wow. Hallelujah. And that special treasure, if you go after that, if you go and get that, you will receive excellency of power. You will receive excellency of power. If you can look beyond that, if you can look beyond the fact that, oh, he was just amongst us. Oh, he was just with us here. When did he also start preaching? When did they make him pastor? He was just here. He was just walking around. He just joined the church. The Bible says that Jesus could do no miracles because they could not penetrate through that flesh. Through the flesh that he was born without the father, that they were so much focused on the flesh. They were so much focused on how he was born. They were so much focused on how he grew up, how that he was a carpenter's son, how that he was walking around here butt naked, how that he was moving with these guys, how that suddenly he was eating, buying food on leaf. His food was on leaf and he was eating. Now suddenly he calls himself some man of God and he's a prophet. And they could not receive from him. And so the Bible says, you see, it did not change the gift that was in him. The gift was in him, but there he could do no miracles because the people could not penetrate through the earthen vessel to get this power and treasure that was in him. They could not. They could not penetrate. Hallelujah. And so he could not do much for them. He could not do much. Because you cannot penetrate the earthen vessel, not much can be done in your life. And so you realize that you are in the same stage and you don't seem to grow. You are not being prepared for the work of the ministry. You are not gaining. You are not moving forward because you are still dealing with the flesh. Hallelujah. I hope you're understanding what I'm sharing with you this evening. Amen. He says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power, that the excellency of the power, that the excellency of the power. You see, you cannot imagine that this earthen thing, there is excellency of power in it. You cannot imagine that this vessel has some power in it. But it says that the excellency of the power may be of God.
that power that is in him, it is of God. And God has placed it in earthen vessel. And it is done for a reason. He says that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of man. And not of us. Hallelujah. There's a reason. There's a reason why God does that. He says that he shares with glory with no man. Amen. And so he will always put his precious gift in man. He will always put his precious gift in man. Hallelujah. Such that the excellency of the power, when it comes out, you know that it is of God and not of man. Amen. And that is what you need. I said that is what you need. Hallelujah. What you need is that excellency that is within that man. The excellency that is within the person that you would rather not choose. Hallelujah. But there's so much power in that person. He says, but the excellency is in an earthen vessel. And if you are able to deal with the earthen vessel, if you are able to penetrate and overlook it and get through, there's so much power that will come upon you. Hallelujah. There's so much power that will come upon you. Amen. There is so, and so you see, sometimes you look at the flesh and you look at the flesh and even some prophecy comes, but you are looking at the flesh. Oh, it did not come from this type of flesh. If it was this flesh that has pronounced it, then I would have expected that this thing will happen. But so you are relating with the flesh, so you cannot receive the excellency of the power. You cannot receive it. Amen. You cannot receive it. Joe, do you understand what I'm sharing? Yeah. Then you cannot receive it. And I say, I believe God does all this to bring in us humility. That we will humble ourselves. That you will deal with someone like this. Hallelujah. Say that the excellency may be of God and not of man. Amen. Amen. And that is why God uses men of low estate. God uses men who have infirmities also. Hallelujah. God uses men. You see, and all the great men of God, you will see that in the beginning, you will not receive them. Do you see? You see, Bishop, he was with Bishop Saki. Do you understand? They were classmates. Or they were the same year. Do you understand? They were, if I'll be allowed to say that, co-equals at the time. Do you understand? They were like that. But you see, the man saw a gift that is within an earthen vessel. The man saw that beyond this flesh, beyond this friend of mine, beyond this guy who likes the things of God, there is something in him. And so he was able to penetrate. He was able to go through. He was able to overlook the mind and the body to get to that gift that was within him. That is why he remained. That is why he said, and he has seen that as he penetrated, there was indeed the excellency of power in that earthen vessel. Hallelujah. Reverend Osei was Bishop's roommate. They were roommates, classmates, roommates. They sleep in the same room in the university. He heard the bishop sleeping. And he heard him in so many strange ways that I cannot, you know, with all due respect, I cannot. Do you understand what I'm sharing with you? But he saw that this man that is sleeping here is not just ordinary. It's a man, but there is a gift within him. And it takes that divine wisdom. It takes that divine grace to penetrate, to get to that gift that is within the man. Hallelujah. Amen. May the Lord give you that grace to penetrate. So you see, if you understand this scripture, you will receive every man of God that God sends you. If you understand the scripture, anyone that is sent to stand here to minister to you, you will receive that person. Hallelujah. You will receive that person. No matter how long you have known the person, no matter that you know the person's children and his wife and his job and his this and his that, what he does, no matter what you know, as long as the person is standing here ministering to you, you will receive. Because there is excellency of power that is within. And if you can penetrate and receive it, amen. That is why, you see, that is why women cannot even receive from women ministers. Do you understand? Because they are so fleshy. They are so fleshy. And they look at the flesh. Look. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And verse 26. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 26. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 26. It says, "For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called." Do you have the Common English Bible? You don't have that. Who has a Common English Bible? 1 second. Can I have a microphone, please? Get him a microphone for me. Is it on? Can we have it on?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For you see, God's design for you.
Is that a common English Bible?
This is a Bible Believers English.
Okay, I want a common English Bible. Who has that? Mercy on people who need glasses. Common English, but okay, let me read it. You have it? Okay. Can we have the microphone here?
1 Corinthians 1, verse 26. Look at your situation when you were called.
Pause. Look at your situation when you were called. You look at your situation when you were called. First of all, you see, look at your situation when you were called. Was the person called or not? Was the calling of God upon the person or not? But you see, there was a situation that was not so pleasant. It says, look at your life. Look at how wretched. Look at your situation. When God called you, when God chose you, when look at your situation. Do you see? You are, look at yourself. Look at yourself. Can you go on, please?
Brothers and sisters, by ordinary human standard, not many were wise.
By ordinary human standards, among the ones who were called, by ordinary human standards, not many were wise. Oh, can you imagine? So, not surprisingly, you can find a pastor standing in front of you and ministering to you that you feel you are wiser than him. But God has chosen him. God has called him. God has prepared him. And it's for you to profit. You may, and it says, in human standards, in your humanly standards, do not relate to God or with God with your mind.
Amen.
Do not. Do not. Do not relate with God with your mind. He says, by humanly standard. And that is what we do all the time. You see, when someone stands here and someone is ministering to you, by humanly standards, but your own standard, this is a foolish person. This person, even I am wiser than this person. But it's by human standards. And God has called that person. So he says, by human standards,
not many were powerful.
Not many were powerful. Again, by human standards. By human standards, they were not powerful. By human standards, this person has no power. By human standards, he does not minister with power. By human standards, when he lay hands, people don't fall. By human standards, when he prophesies, it doesn't come in. By human, he says, by human standard, this person is not powerful. By our standards. I say, you cannot relate with God with your mind. And this person, God has called. But by human standard, he's not powerful. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Not many were from the upper class.
Not many were from the upper class. Some of them, they were from some village in. They were not from upper class. Some of them, they don't know how to use fucking knife. Some of them, they have never sat in a restaurant to eat before. Some of them, they don't even have suits. Some of them, they never wore a suit before. Never wore a tie before. They are not from the upper class. But they were called. He says, when you were called, they were called. But by human standards, they were not in the upper class. But in the heavenly standards, these were upper class people. Go on.
Verse 27. But God chose what the world considers foolish to shame the wise.
But God chose what the world considered foolish. What you consider as foolish, God intentionally chose a person like that. A person that you consider as foolish, God chose such a person so that it will confine you who consider yourself as a wise person. Do you understand what I'm sharing with you? Do you understand what? God chose someone that as you are sitting and you are hearing, compare the person to you as yourself. And you say, I am wiser than this person. I have more degrees than this person. I have gone to more schools and I work at a better place than this person. I am able to do this than this person. I am able, by your standards, but God intentionally, you see, that person is chosen by God. That person is called. And God did that intentionally. God did that intentionally to confound you who claim to be wise in your own understanding. Hallelujah. Go on.
God chose what the world considers weak to shame the strong.
God chose what the world considers weak. What the world thinks is weak. God chose such a person to shame the ones who feel they are strong. Do you see? So you say, oh, he's so weak. Oh, this one, his decisions, you know, when he makes decisions, he's not that strong. He's so weak. God intentionally chose a person like that. So you who feels that I can make strong decisions, I am strong and I am powerful, and God chose that to confound the ones that the world considers as strong. Uh-huh.
And God chose what the world considers low class.
God chose what the world considers low class.
And low life.
And low life.
What is considered to be nothing.
What is considered to be nothing? The one that you think this one is working in a church is nothing. God will choose a person like that.
To reduce what is considered to be something to nothing.
So that the things, the ones that you consider to be something, they will be reduced to nothing. And God chose people like that. God chose people like that. Go on.
29. So no human being can brag in God's presence.
That is the reason. He says, so that no human being, no one can brag in God's presence. That when this thing came to pass, it was because I am powerful. That when I said this and it came to pass, it's because I am powerful. That when I lay hands and you fell, it's because I am powerful. That when I preached and you understood it, it is because I am powerful. That when I opened the scriptures to you and you understood it, it is because I am powerful. That no human being can say that. That no human being can take that honor. That no human being can brag that this is of me. God chose people to do that. God chose people of low estate, people of low degree, people who are nothing. That is why I am saying, Sheila, you can become a powerful minister. God will intentionally choose you and you will stand before the people of God and they say, Sheila, when did she join the church? We were here when she came. Who is she? And God will intentionally choose you to confound those who think they are powerful, to confound those who think they are wise, to confound those who think they are of certain class. God will choose such a person.
use such a person. Somebody from some village somewhere, somebody from Kolegono somewhere. God will intentionally choose a person like that. That he is from, his church is from Kolegono. And God intentionally will choose something like that for such a great ministry. That God will intentionally choose something. God will intentionally choose something like Archbishop Duncan Williams. Somebody who has not even been to school before. God will intentionally choose someone with such excellency of power in him. Can you penetrate through that body? Can you penetrate through that no classmate of low class? Can you penetrate to get to that power? Say that he did it so that no man, no man will brag. No man will brag in God's presence. And what is the next one?
Verse 30. It is because of God that you are in Christ Jesus.
It is because of God that you are in Christ Jesus. Is that the last?
No. He became wisdom from God for us.
He became wisdom from God for us.
This means that he made us righteous and holy, and he delivered us.
He made us righteous and holy, and he delivered us.
This is the consistent with what was written. The one who brags should brag in the Lord.
This is inconsistent with what is written. This is inconsistent with the scriptures. I believe it's Jeremiah chapter 9 and verse 24. This is inconsistent with the scriptures. That let him that boast in the fact that he knoweth God. Hallelujah. He says, the verse 23, he says that, let not the rich boast in his riches, and let not the wise boast in his wisdom, but let him that boast in the fact that you know God. Not that you are wise, not that you are rich, not that you are of upper class, not that you are of a certain class, but if you are boasting, then boast that you know God. Hallelujah. Then boast that you know God. Amen. Then boast that you know God. Hallelujah. And boast that you know God. Amen.
Amen.
Are you understanding the scriptures I'm sharing with you? He says, those the world considers, by world standard, it is considered as upper class. That is by world standard. Hallelujah. I'm not sure if I begin this, we will be able to finish. But, Hallelujah. Are you sure you want more? Or we can pause here and then we'll continue next week. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. If you want more, let's continue. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. First Corinthians chapter 12, and I'll read from verse 1. Are you there? He says, now, concerning spiritual gifts. You see, we've been talking about spiritual gifts. We are talking about the gift that he plays in man. He says, now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Hallelujah. Now pause for a minute. It says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Now does it mean that a lot of people are ignorant about spiritual gifts? It means that a lot of people are ignorant about spiritual gifts until they read what we are about to read, or until they learn of what we are about to learn. But until then, they are all ignorant about the gift that God has placed in man. They are ignorant about these things. They don't know much about these things. They are relating with the wrong things. They are relating with the flesh. They are dealing with the flesh. But there are gifts in man. But men, people are ignorant about the gift of God in man. Hallelujah. He says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. I would not leave you ignorant. I need to teach you these things. You need to understand these things. You need to know these things concerning spiritual gifts. Hallelujah. He says you need to know these things, because until you read the scripture, you are very much ignorant about spiritual gifts. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's go on and know what they want us to know concerning spiritual gifts. That which has made us ignorant. He says, verse 2, he says, ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. That is, before you were born again, you were carried away to dumb idols. Like your job became your gods. Until you knew about these things. Like you didn't see that there is a gift in a man that I should forego this over time and come for it. Because you did not understand spiritual gifts. You were ignorant about spiritual gifts. So you didn't have time for this. So you were more concentrated on your dumb idols. Hallelujah. Because you were ignorant about spiritual gifts. Amen. You were ignorant. And so you say, oh, it's another Tuesday. I will come the next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, we'll have another service. Not knowing what you are going to miss from this spiritual gift that God has given to someone. Not knowing what you are going to miss. So you were ignorant. You were ignorant. You say, I will come the next week. I will come next week. He says, ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now, he says, there are diversities of gifts. There are diversities of gifts. Not one type. There are diversities of gifts. There are different types of gifts. There are varied gifts. He said, there are diversities of gifts, but by the same Spirit. By the same Spirit. Different gifts. This one may have it, that one may not have it, but it's the same Spirit. It's the same Holy Spirit that is running. It's the whole same Holy Spirit. The same power, the same excellency, but different gifts. Different gifts. Hallelujah. You see, and he says, you are ignorant about these things, but I will teach you these things. You need to know these things, that there are diversities. There are diversities of gifts. Don't focus on only one. There are diversities, but by the same Spirit. Amen. Sheila, do you understand what I'm sharing? But by the same Spirit. Hallelujah. Then what else? He says, and there are differences of administrations. There are differences of administrations. To administer. What does it mean to administer? To give. So there are differences on how it is given. There are differences of how the gifts are given. Or how the gifts give out. To put out. What are some of the things that we administer? Medication. Do you see? Medication. Medicine. So there are differences of administration. This nurse may give it in 1 a.m. Another nurse may give it 5 after 1. There are differences of administration. Sometimes we give it intravenously. Sometimes we give it orally. Sometimes we give it per rectum. Sometimes they jam you in your arm. But the same medicine. And will have the same effects on you, but it is administered differently. It is administered differently. Hallelujah. It is administered differently. It is given differently. Per mouth or in your ear. Sometimes some of them they put in your ear. Sometimes they put in your nose. Anywhere there is a hole, they will put a thing inside. But it will have effect on you. Hallelujah. It says differences of administration. Differences of administration. So you can find one who is preaching and he's throwing his legs like this. But he's administering. You see, you find one when he's preaching, he's dancing. But he's administering. You find one when he's preaching, he's throwing his hands. And he's throwing his arms. And you find one when he's preaching, he takes his clothes off. It is different kinds of administration. Differences in administration. Different way of manifesting, different way of giving it out. Different way, but by the same Spirit. He said, but the same Lord.
the same Lord. So if you are going to look at how this one administers it, and how that one administers it, and you say, the way this one administers it, I don't feel it. The way that one administers it, I don't like it. I don't like that when he's administering, he points to me. He's looking at me. I don't like how his eyes are always looking at me like that. I don't like why when I come, he comes to stand by my side and he's administering. He stands by my side and he's administering. I don't like when he stands by my side, his back is facing me. And I don't like that. And so, because of the way of administering, you leave the gift. Just by the way it is being administered. You don't like it. So you leave. You leave the gift. Because of his voice. I don't like how he raises his voice. Can he not preach like a Roman Catholic priest? Why does he throw his hands? And is he angry with somebody? Is he going to beat us? Why? What? And that type of administration you don't like. But he says there are differences of administration. There are differences of administration. Just differences of administration. But the same Lord. The same Lord. The same Lord. But by the same Lord. Hallelujah. On the next one, what does it say? And there are diversities of operations. There are diversities of operations. Look, our time is up. If I begin, we cannot finish. Stand unto your feet. I have made a promise. That is my way of operation. That is how I operate. Stand unto your feet. Don't leave. That you are leaving because. Pray to the Lord. Pray to the Lord. Pray to the Lord. He says we have been ignorant about spiritual gifts. We have been so ignorant about spiritual gifts. We have related so much with the flesh that we have become so ignorant about spiritual gifts. Oh, Father, open our ears, open our eyes, and cause us, Lord, to understand spiritual gifts. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. Open our eyes, oh God. We say you open our eyes to behold wondrous things. Father, our eyes are spiritually blind, oh God. We have been spiritually blind. We have been ignorant about spiritual gifts. We have been ignorant, oh God. Concerning spiritual gifts, there is so much that we do not know. There is so much that we do not understand.
Show me your way.
Show me your way.
I put my hope in you, Lord.
I put my hope, in you.
Sing the cry.
The cry of my heart is to love you, Lord.
To live
with the touch of your hand.
Open our eyes, oh God,
way,
that we shall understand spiritual things. Open our eyes. Yes. Grant us understanding. Give us divine wisdom.
Way,
oh Lord, to discern spiritual gifts. Father, for the men and women that you have given us, open our eyes, oh God. Yes. You have placed in men. Father, for the men and women that you have given us, that you have placed your gifts in, we say that this treasure is in earthen vessels. Lord, give us the divine grace to receive these gifts. Give us, oh God, the divine grace to accept these men and women that you send our way. Oh,
show me your way. Stronger each day. Stronger each day. Lord, show me your ways. Show me your way.
Father, we are thankful, O God. We are thankful this evening, Lord, for your word. Father, we are thankful, O God. We have been ignorant about spiritual gifts. We have been ignorant, oh God, about the gift that you have placed in men. Father, we have related with the wrong things. We have related so much with the flesh. And it has turned us away from the gifts that are within the men and women that you have placed in our lives. Father, you say when you give us prophets and you give us teachers, and you give us pastors and evangelists, oh God. You say when we encounter such people, when we come in contact with these people, they are to equip us. Father, our encounter with prophets should not cause us to be afraid of our grandparents and our grandmothers. Should not cause us to be afraid, oh Lord, of witchcraft. But it should equip us, oh God, to do the work of the ministry. Father, we have chased after the wrong things for too long. But you say we are ignorant of spiritual gifts. We have been ignorant about spiritual gifts. We thank you, Lord, for revealing these things to us. We thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes and expounding the scriptures unto us. Oh God, we are grateful and we are thankful. Father, our lives are not the same anymore. We are no more like children being tossed to and fro by every wing of doctrine. But Lord, we will be steadfast in our service with you. And we will desire, oh God, to grow in our walk with you. We will desire, oh Lord, to be prepared and to be equipped for the work of service, for the work of the ministry, in the name of Jesus. You say, this is the reason why you give men gifts, to equip us, to prepare us, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. For so long we have built your church with fleshly relations. But Lord, you say you give gifts that the church of God will be built. Father, may we relate to the right things. May we relate to the spiritual gifts. May we have a desire for spiritual gifts. May we have a desire for spiritual things. May we hunger after the gifts that are within the men and women that you have given us. May we chase after these gifts. And may we never be turned away by their flesh, by their behaviors, by their minds and by their bodies, by the way of doing things. May we not be turned away by the administration of these gifts. May we not be turned away, oh God, by the variety of administration. But may we receive everyone that you send us, that we will be equipped for the work of the ministry. We thank you. We bless you. In the name of Jesus. If there's anyone here this evening, you are not born again, you want to give your life to Christ. Maybe you come here Sunday after Sunday, Tuesday after Tuesday.
but you feel you are very far from God, and you say you want to give your life to Christ, if you are here like that this evening, I want to say a short prayer with you. You are here this evening, you want to give your life to Jesus. He's here to save. Anyone here like that? Father, we are grateful and we are thankful. Anyone here like that? Oh, do not leave here without having Christ as your Savior and having that assurance before you leave. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we are thankful for the gift of salvation. In Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you clap for Jesus as you take your seats? Wonderful.
We hope you have been blessed immensely by this message. Join us at 1734 Williamsbridge Road in the Bronx on Sunday afternoons and Tuesday evenings. For copies of this and other messages, contact us via email at lci.bronx@gmail.com.